Hello, everyone. This is Maisie, and I am the host and creator of this podcast, Raising Little Men, a podcast for mothers of sons on how we can better serve our sons and be the best mothers to them. Today, I'm going to be discussing and sharing my tips to how I have raised the best little men. Now, I know that I'm not a professional, but I am very confident in presenting the way that I mother my boys. And I believe that I follow a model that truly is missing in the world of mothering, and specifically with young boys. So I'm going to go ahead and hop into it. If it's your first time tuning into my podcast, most of my regular viewers are single mothers like me. So if you are not a single mother, I believe that maybe after an episode or two, I would hope that you would be very willing and ready to kick out your husband. And I'll explain that here soon. As women, we know men. We know that men are particular. They're very, some call it stubborn. I just call it they are superior to us. They know what's best. And all men are born with this, even our sons, even our infant boys, they are biologically designed to be way more competent and superior to us women. So as a mother, it is so crucial for us to foster those characteristics and those biological truths. Because I'm going to speak to you very, very plainly. If you're listening and you are a woman, you know that as you developed, as you became mature, you probably started realizing that you really liked a man who took control. And sorry, I'm going to get a little explicit here, but you know, we learn at an early age that we like when men tell us what to do, put us in our place. You know, I used to say, because back then I didn't really understand, I didn't really have this all this knowledge that I do now, but, you know, when I was 18, 20 years old, all I knew was I loved men that could just take me, that would push me onto the bed and take what he wants, you know, like show me how to please him. And I believe that we're biologically designed to be controlled in that way, to submit in that way to men. They're stronger than us. You know, biologically, they have, you know, a very aggressive sex organ where ours is very internal. Like the feminist movement really fucked up a lot of things. It tried to teach us that women can do everything and that, you know, women can be independent. And we can't. We simply cannot. But I digress. Let's get back to how we nurture and raise our sons to be real men. Because I don't know about you, but my sons, I'll be damned if they grow up to be a little bitch. I want them to be strong alpha men. And it is our job as mothers to make sure that happens. Because, you know, there's nothing more precious than the bond between a mother and a son. And so I mentioned earlier that most of my listeners are single mothers. And that might have shocked you that I would say, get rid of your husband, but let me make it make sense for you. So it is my belief that if a man grows up to be like a little pussy bitch, it's the mother's fault. And no mother wants that. We want our boys to grow up and be successful, strong-willed men. And to be honest, I have the belief that as a woman, one of my only jobs is to breed. And I have given birth to 3 amazing boys. And the man that impregnated me, he doesn't need me anymore. I can do the raising of the children and he can go breed other women. I believe that's how it should be. But the reason why I think raising boys as a single mother is important is because soon when I lay out my suggestions and my guides to raising men, little boys, you'll see that for one, there's really no time to dedicate to your husband. Secondly, and it'll become very apparent here soon, your son or your sons should feel when they get to a certain age that they are the man of the house. Like, without a question, they are number one, like, even when they're in elementary school. So if, you know, the father is living in the home, your son won't truly be the father of the home. So that is why I say that women of boys should always be single women. Always. Now, the problem with our society nowadays is we try to soften boys. We try to tell boys that things like rape is bad. We tell boys to respect girls and women. We tell boys that porn is bad. We tell boys that they're the breadwinners, that they, you know, should put work first. And all of that is complete and utter bullshit. Boys and men should take and fuck whatever they want. I don't believe rape is a thing. Rape is, I'll use the word with my sons, but I make sure they know that raping a woman or a girl is imagination. Like, it's an imaginary term, because you, as my son, as a young man, deserve and should do whatever you want. And we all know as women that the male species is a lot hornier than us. I mean, I know you can agree with me there. Men want it all the time. They think about sex all the time. It's scientifically proven. And for your sons, it should be no different. And here later in my episode, I'm going to teach you ways you can incorporate porn into raising your small child. Another thing is that mothers should never tell their son what to do. Like, for example, giving them chores. They should never be given chores. It is our job as women and mothers to clean their room, to take out their trash, all of that. Our boys should never have to lift a finger, ever. And I'm going to tell you, like I said, I have 3 sons and I'm extremely proud of them. They are growing up to be just the best little men I could ever imagine. I practically worship the ground that they walk on. And that's what they deserve from their mother. It all starts in the home, okay? It all starts with us, because it's also, there's been psychological tests that, you know, the way he becomes as like a mature adult is very much dependent on how he was raised by his mother. I mean, it all starts with us. It truly, truly does. And I will never, ever soften my boys. Ever. I want them to grow up and be very dominant, successful men, and they will not get that way by being soft little bitch boys. So, and I know, especially if you're new to my podcast, you feel the same way. So I'm going to give some tips and some tricks on how to raise our sons in the best way. Raising them to be true men of the household and later on in life, successful men. So I'll start first with, we'll start with the baby age, right? So there's not a lot you can do because, you know, babies can't understand what we're telling them and such. But I still have some things that you can do in that first year. So in the first year, before they really have communication skills, you can, for example, when you're changing their diaper, spend a little bit of extra time when you're wiping their penis, just to encourage their penis stimulation at that age, letting them know that you as their mother make them feel good. Another thing that I did during this stage, and who knows if they picked up on it, I think they did, but even from day one, I would, you know, while changing their diaper or playing with them or feeding them, I'd call myself their slut mommy, you know, as I was changing their diapers, you know, oh, you love slut mommy, don't you? Yes. You know, just getting that vocabulary in, because even in that first year, they're picking up on language. And we are sluts. I mean, we really are. All of us women are sluts. And I want my sons to grow up, first of all, knowing that their mother is a filthy slut and that all women are filthy sluts. When it comes to breastfeeding, don't listen to the books. If you're like, react to your son, breastfeed him as long as he wants to, because his body knows, you know, these books will tell you you need to quit at a certain time, right? Well, I think that's bullshit because, I mean, our tits really are just these like silly little milk bags. I mean, they should be utilized for our sons until they don't want them anymore. Another thing that you can do with your very small infant or toddler child is to play aggressive porn in the background. And when I say aggressive, I mean, you know, gangbangs, men that are being very dominant and are just being pure, masculine, aggressive men. Play that porn in the background while they're going to sleep, while you're trying to lull them into a nap, during feeding time, during playtime. Like my boys, they have never watched any of those bullshit made for toddler TV shows. Fuck that. They've been raised on porn. Even at those very young ages, they're soaking in images of men treating women like fuck meat, because that is the God's honest truth. And they love it. It's adorable, really. And during that time, you'll find that, like, when your children get, you know, past the age of two, you know, between 2 and 5, they get very curious about their body, right? And I would find my boys would, especially during playtime, just kind of take off their diaper and start, you know, adorably touching their little dicks. Do not discourage that. Encourage it. In fact, teach them how to touch it. Even at that young age, show him how to grip his little dick and let him enjoy that porn. And also when you get to, I'd say, like 3, 4, like definitely during that potty training time, use this time, that time you're potty training that is so challenging. Teach your son that their own mother is a urinal. Do you know how quickly my boys were potty trained? Because I would let them either pee in my mouth or just pee all over mommy. They love it. And it teaches them that if they want to turn a woman into a piss whore, they can and should and expect it too. Praise your boys for peeing in your mouth. I mean, they're still, even now that they're, so my boys actually are, before I move on, my boys are 3, 9, and 13. My 9 and 13-year-old, they still sometimes will come up to me randomly and be like, "Mom, I need to pee." And I'll get on my knees and open my mouth. My little 3-year-old, I've potty trained him in like 5 minutes. He understood it. I mean, he's watched his older brothers, of course, but he loves to pee and to slut mommy. He loves it. Now, another tip that I have is do not, like I said earlier, give your child chores. Always cook for your sons. I mean, that's being a good mom, right? And encourage them to do whatever they want to do. If your small child wants to take a box of Cheerios and pour them on the ground, you let them. If your older child wants to sit and play video games all day, every day, you let him, because they are the men of the house. As the mother, although we gave them life, being a good mother is letting them know that they are men. They are the men of the house, and we are simply their slut mommy servant. And so my boys, they know that they literally do whatever they want, and they're happy, as they should be. And to take it that extra mile into making sure that you're being the best mom that you can be is, like, for example, my 9-year-old is really getting into the video games. Specifically, he'll get home from school and he'll just immediately go to the video game. And I'll come in and I'll say hello to him and I'll tell him, you know, "That is such a good job, baby. Just doing whatever you love to do. Do you want mommy to suck you off? Do you want mommy to jerk you off?" You know, I offer him my body and also praise him for being a man, for doing what he wants to do. Never expect our boys to do anything that we want them to do as mothers. Because what that teaches is when they grow up, that teaches them that women have the upper hand sometimes, that women control the situation, and we don't. You don't want your child to grow up and be a little bitch boy. I know you don't. We're all good mothers. We all want the best for our boys. Now, another really big tip I have, I highly suggest this one, okay? Now, we know that also the difference between men and women is that boys are, and men are more aggressive than us as women, way more aggressive. Boys and men have a very violent side. And what our society is doing wrong nowadays is trying to soften that when it's a naturally given characteristic. And so as a mother, you can encourage that type of behavior from a very early age. I would suggest during those terrible two stage and up. So when my kids were at that stage of 2 and 3, when they really get that, you know, temper tantrum going, I teach my boys that when they get mad, they slap mommy. And that's at a young age, okay? So I first teach them at 2 or 3 that when they get mad, I get on their level and I tell them, "Sweetie, you can slap your slut mommy as hard as you want." And I teach them how to slap me, and they slap me until they feel better. It's encouraging that violent, aggressive need that the boys have at such a young age that will turn them into the men they are supposed to be. And now as they get a little older and older, you can teach them other ways to abuse you so that they understand that women are mere punching bags. When you want us to be, we can turn into punching bags, urinals, fuck meat, whatever they want. So with my boys, when they get a little older, I teach them that they can, you know, when their little dicks get bigger, like elementary school age, that if they feel like it, instead of slapping mommy, they can take mommy by her hair and skull fuck mommy. And I call it skull raping because I want my boys to know that raping is good. And so that's something that you can do. And when they get a little older than that, I teach them that you know, if they're mad, if they're stressed, or if I piss them off, they can pin me down and rape mommy's holes wherever they want. My ass, my pussy, my mouth, whatever they fucking want. And I thank my boys. I thank them when they abuse or rape me. Because that is instilling in them that when they abuse, when they rape a woman, it's a positive reinforcement. It's a good thing. Because I hope that my boys, when they get older, when they get to be adults, that they'll marry some slut and use her the same way and put her in her place daily, because that's the kind of love they deserve. And that's the thing. My boys, they also, when you raise them this way, they equate love with this kind of treatment towards you. They love their mother, but they also use me as a punching bag, and I love it. I truly do. They will, I mean, especially my 13-year-old, now that he's hit puberty, he's starting to get very, very sexually violent to where I've wanted to cry because he's raping me that hard. But that is the way that he loves me. And after he's done raping and abusing my slut mommy holes, I tell him I love him so much that I think he's such a handsome boy. And I offer him that if I can get him a snack, or if I can, you know, humiliate myself in any way for him. My boys are so just happy and content boys. Now, my next tip has to do with the bedtime routine. Most mothers hate bedtime. Not me. Not in my household. Because it is centered all around them, and there's no fighting it. So when your babies are a little bit younger, during bedtime, depending on their age, either do something like, okay, when they're infants, definitely breastfeed right before that final bedtime. Stroke their little penises. Stroke their whole body. Worship your adorable baby boy. When they get a little older, like my 3-year-old, what I do is I make sure that we have some really nasty porn playing in his bedroom. And I either suck his little cock or I jerk him off. It's whatever he wants. Sometimes he wants to fuck mommy's holes. But every night he gets his little dry orgasm and I give him affirmations. Affirmations like, it's okay to like watching pretty ladies get abused and fucked. It's okay to be a pervert. It's okay to grope a woman's body anywhere. Like, try it, sweetie. Try to grope whatever you want on mommy's body. I try to instill those values in him so he goes to sleep and they soak into his mind. And he is, you know, growing up to be this little man that is just going to grow up and be the sexiest man ever. And you just, you know, my bedtime routines, they focus on milking them, milking their dicks, It really depends on their moods too. If they're in a bad mood, I let them sit there and abuse me until they're tired. With elementary school and even preschool, you can go out and buy some really, they're very nasty and perverted porn magazines. Treat that as your bedtime stories. Teach your child, teach your son how to objectify woman. Teach him the vocabulary too. That's also what we do at bedtime sometimes. I make sure that they don't need to pee. So of course I put my mouth around their little dicks and I tell them that they need to pee, pee in the mommy's mouth. They don't have to get up and go to the bathroom. And with the older boys, like with my 13-year-old, I really take bedtime besides offering my slut holes to him. I work on worshiping him a bit, rubbing his feet, rubbing his scalp, telling him how smart, how handsome, how wonderful his 13-year-old cock looks. I just worship him, and it's easy to do because it's your son. It's so easy. But the point is I want to build him up. I want him to know that he is the best little man before he falls asleep and rests that brain of his. I want that to soak in. And him, I mean, I don't even think my kids have had nightmares. My kids, my boys, they are probably the most satisfied children you will find on this planet. Another thing that I started doing with my 13-year-olds and even my 9-year-olds is we get out yearbooks and I have them pick out the girls in their class that they find to be physically attractive. And I encourage them to develop thoughts, you know, about them that real men would think, not little bitch boys. And so, for example, the other night, my 13-year-old, he has a girlfriend. And so we pulled her in the yearbook and pulled up her social media as well. And I helped my son sexually objectify her. I helped him humiliate her. And we talked about how he should treat her whenever they go on dates, how he can make her shut up and take his cock the way that she should. Because that's another thing, another little tip there, is to teach your boys, especially when they're older, because when they're younger, they're learning through their relationship with you as their mother. But when they get a little older, that's when they get interested in other girls and such. And you want to promote them really taking control, using, abusing, and raping these girls, because I feel like I'm helping those girls too. I mean, I wish I could help girls of my son's age realize that they're just breeding little fuck trash. But I teach my boys how to silence them because we live in a really shit society where we tell boys that rape is bad and all that bullshit. But no, in the home, teach them that rape is good. Teach them the ways how to quiet their girlfriends down so they don't go tell their parents, oh, my boyfriend raped me, you know, manipulate those dumb girls. Because my boys, I allow them to tell me I'm dumb because I am. I'm a woman. I'm not as smart as them. And women are easily manipulated. We are manipulated, especially when we feel threatened. And so we role play as well. You know, I'll teach my boy where to slap, where to punch his little girlfriend, where the bruises won't be seen by anyone. I teach him how to tie her down with rope in case she fights too much, because that is important. I'm instilling values in him that are already there. I'm just pulling them out and enhancing them and making sure that he grows up and actively is this young man that takes what he wants. And the best thing is, I promise you will be so fulfilled. I mean, I get violently fucked every day. I am so satisfied as a woman. I take their young cum every single day. I take their piss. I cook for them. I clean for them. And it makes me so thankful that I'm just in their presence. And honestly, I feel blessed that they're able to fuck the hole that I gave birth to them from. I remind them of that all the time, you know, that they fucked that hole, they claimed it, and they should continue to claim it, and that their cocks only belong in mommy's filthy cunt because they claimed it. And what I'm hoping now that I have an older son, and hopefully I can have a podcast in the future with this, but I'm hoping that my 13-year-old can breed me so I can teach him through his teenage years the importance of breeding whores, you know, for him to experience that and for him to, you know, watch me get pregnant, watch his amazing seed just grow inside of my belly and change my body just because of his cum. I mean, it's going to be amazing. I'm really, really hoping that he can get my worthless cunt pregnant. I really hope so. So I hope that this podcast was helpful for any of you mothers out there. My email is always open for you because it's important to me that I can help other mothers help groom, if you will, boys that will grow up to be just full of that sexy manliness that we all crave. So until next time, bye-bye.